Well, it's our distinct pleasure to say welcome to Flagstaff, Arizona, Cardinals Camp 2012. How about a moment of silence for football? Darren Urban, Cardinals insider here at azcardinals.com.
It's great to be back. It's great to be out of the oven that is the Valley right now.
And it's great to be unshaven already. Yeah, a true football camp look. We love every bit of it. Let's see. There's a big quarterback question. That's a big question. And what do they say in horse racing? We're off, so it's a two-horse race. But we know that. We know it's Kevin Cobb and John Skelton. Right. Let's get into some other questions. For example, how about also in the offensive backfield, the running backs?
Well, I mean, obviously, Paul, we got to see how healthy they are and how they come along in camp. You know, Beanie Wells starts the camp on PUP. He'll come off at some point, but he's still rehabbing. Ryan Williams said today that he's about 85%. He still kind of wants to see how things go once he's in games, once he gets hit. And I think, obviously, that's a huge part of this offense. I mean, we can talk about the quarterback, and I still think that's the most important thing. But they're going to need both those guys to perform this year, and I think that's something to watch over the next month.
All right, so if you have to manage their reps, name some names. The Rod Stevens Howling, I mean, where else does Ken Wisenhunt, you know, Mike Miller and the staff go for just bodies at running back?
Well, you know, they've got Alphonso Smith, who was around last year, and I think performed pretty well given his role. You know, you've got William Powell, who was around during the preseason last year. They know him a little bit. And Javaris James, who is the cousin of Edgerrin James, he's around too. And I think it's being careful. I mean, Ryan Williams is going to get snaps in the preseason and in practice, and Beanie will eventually too. It's a question of, as Ken Wisenhunt likes to say, managing what they do. And I think they want to make sure that those guys are ready for Seattle on September 9th. This other stuff isn't as important.
All right, so an XL size question mark at right tackle. Not just who is it, but I mean, it's a large man. It's either going to be Bobby Massey or Jeremy Bridges, at least to start. Handicap that for us.
Well, I mean, I think to begin with, I think Jeremy Bridges has got a big advantage. First of all, he's a veteran. We kind of know how these coaches like to handle rookies. I mean, you really have to show something big in the preseason to be a rookie and to start. And, I mean, you've been around Jeremy a long time. He's a real junkyard dog when it comes to a lot of stuff. He's not going to just let this go. He's not going to say, oh, Bobby Massey's the draft pick, he should come in there. I mean, he wants to start. I think he thinks he's the better player. I think he thinks he deserves to be there. And I think he's going to really work hard to make sure that happens.
Yeah, Jeremy Bridges is definitely competitive, no doubt about it. All right, defensive side of the ball. We know Patrick Peterson is one starting corner. What do we know at the other cornerback spot right now?
I think we know we've got a lot of choices, and that's about all we know. You know, you've got veteran Liam Gay. You've got the rookie Jamel Fleming. You've got Greg Toler coming off the knee injury. You've got A.J. Jefferson, who's played there before. I mean, there's lots of different mixtures that can go on here. And really, in today's NFL, you need three solid cornerbacks. I mean, you could consider three starters, even if two only start, because that third guy is going to play so much. So they're going to need extra guys, but I think at some point there's going to be a serviceable NFL cornerback who doesn't make this team just because they have enough choices.
And special teams will play a role. Obviously, Michael Adams, that's his competitive advantage in a situation like that. All right, you just heard from Darren Urban, right? What about the players? What they have to say?
All of us got exceptional talent, and, you know, we're going to just keep pushing each other. So competition is always good for any position. So just got to work, like I said, one day at a time. And the next guy, he pushes you, so you can both get better at the same time.
It's natural, you know what I'm saying? You draft somebody, everybody wants to play. But it's the NFL, this ain't college. You know, kids got a lot to learn. You know, he's going to be a great player one day, and I told him that. But, I mean, you know, what they do upstairs, I'm doing my job, and that's basically what it boils down to.
Practice more than I thought I would today for my first day, you know, because I know they said I was going to be limited in my plays and everything, so I didn't know that I was going to run routes. I didn't know I would get that many carries, and I really didn't know I was going to get the ball on that screen. So, you know, I usually don't catch the ball. I mean, get the ball in pass play, so it was cool today. I had fun.